You're listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast with Field Recognition Specialist Wayne McMullen. And I'm sitting in a room with a gentleman who's surrounded by a whole bunch of different awards. There's the Number One Income Earner Award, the Thompson Leadership Award, countless numbers of awards that he's got in his private life also. Of course, I couldn't be sitting with anybody else other than our Number One Income Earner for 5 years running, Brian McClure. Welcome, Brian.
It's great to be with you, Wayne.
Thanks for joining me today. Certainly are an awful lot of awards in this room. There really are. And, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Which one means the most to you?
Well, I think the one that means the most to me is probably the Thompson Leadership Award, being the inaugural recipient and having it named after Jerry's father. And I've had the blessing to get to visit with him quite often and get to know him a little bit. And, you know, the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree that you know, so you see Jerry in his dad, and just a great gentleman, so it's quite an honor.
Well, I mean, we're certainly honored to have you as our Number One Income Earner and as the Thompson Leadership Award winner. You know, you've had tremendous success in this business, and a lot of that is the incredible hard work that you put into it. What would you put your success down to, if any one thing?
I think the key to the business is burying yourself in the success of others. And as you do that, your success just becomes a byproduct of it. You know, so when I sit down and I sponsor somebody, I say, look, I'll always put your paycheck ahead of my paycheck. So I try to maximize the income for them, get them off to a fast start. And of course, you got to work with the willing, you know, and some people aren't willing, so you have to move on. But as long as they're willing, I'm in there with them and helping them become successful.
Would you say that's the most major motivating factor for you these days is trying to get those people into the business? And that
yeah, for me, it's kind of gotten past the money at my income level. I mean, I'm not a, you know, big spender and don't have a lot of big toys or whatever, you know, or live a pretty simple lifestyle. So, you know, what really keeps me going, because a lot of people ask me, well, why are you still doing this? You know, why are you sitting in my living room tonight, you know? And just this past Monday, I was in Austin doing an in-home, and one of the guests asked me, if you're making that kind of money, why are you here tonight? And what really motivates me is being a small contribution to somebody making a positive change in their lives.
Well, let's take it along that route a little bit about helping people make a positive change in their lives. But in addition to Power Trip, which is such a big deal, you also do an awful lot of mentoring. Tell us a little bit about the mentoring side of things that you do here with Ambit.
Well, it's rooted in the mentoring that I got when I was coming up through network marketing with Charlie Regas and Arlen Reagan and some others over the years. And, you know, it was just, I guess the way I was raised up in the industry is always be available, regardless of downline affiliation. And, you know, certainly there's have to be some gates on it, because with, you know, close to a couple hundred thousand people in Ambit today, you know, you can't be there for every single person or every single, request. But, you know, I've got people coming in from out of my downline today that I'll be meeting with later today that just want some personal time. And I really consider it an honor that they think enough of me and my knowledge to, you know, and I willingly give it to them.
Well, you give it to people on a one-on-one basis. You've also, you know, formed the Yellow Jacket Mentoring Club. How many people do you have in that now?
Well, there are thousands. I don't know the exact count, but that's been received real well, because there's really two sides of the business. There's the mechanical side, and that part, you know, it's a learning curve, but anybody can get that. But then there's the mental side. You know, it's like when your mom says, no, I don't want to be your energy customer. You know, that's pretty upsetting for most people. So that's what Yellow Jacket Mentoring deals with the mental side of the business, and really helping people understand that, hey, just because your mom doesn't want to be your customer, it's no big deal. I live in Austin and can't be my own Ambit energy customer. So, but I didn't let that get in the way of what I had to do to make a positive change for my family.
Do you think the fact that you lived in an area where really Ambit wasn't available because of the co-op situation in Austin, do you think that drove you to be more competitive and more hungry for it?
You know, it definitely changed the way that I did the business. I mean, the reason I opened the North Texas Training Center in Irving is because it is in a service area, and it's certainly easier to build in a service area. But, you know, we have great Bible meetings in Austin, and of course, just North Austin is in the service area. But the bottom line is that I knew what the opportunity was, and I wasn't going to let it get in the way of me not capitalizing on it. And we have so many ECs that are from states that we're not even licensed in. And, you know, I think it's a testimony to the fact that if you've got a burning desire to be successful, you can be successful in Ambit Energy.
You know, part and parcel of building this business is identifying those leaders and helping them to train leaders themselves. What piece of advice would you give to people that are possibly just stepped up to the SC position, which of course is a step up? You have to start building a little bit more. What advice would you give them?
Well, I have a saying, it's work with people that deserve your time, not need your time. So what I see happening all the time is, you know, the people that consume 80% of your time aren't doing anything. You know, they're complaining about this, or this won't work because of that, or they need this, or whatever it is. And, you know, if you can put all that aside and say, okay, I'm going to work with the person that's out there doing the in-homes, blowing and going, putting people into the business, doing presentations without me, making the phone calls, those are the people you need to work with. And there's a tendency not to work with them because they don't need fixing, you know? So we're not in the fixing business. We're in the mentoring business. So you want to spend your time with the people that are doing the business and are willing to pay the price to do the business. A lot of people come to the business, don't have a lot of experience. We've got to spend more time with them and mentor them. But as long as they're doing what I ask them to do, I'm going to work with them. And some people are going to get the EC in 60 days like Ray Monty did, and other people are going to take 6 years. It doesn't matter to me whether you're a 60-day guy or a 6-year guy, as long as you're coachable and doing what you're instructed to do and you're making the effort without, you know, hopefully what we do is motivating, but we're not in the motivation business, if that makes sense.
So I know a lot of people, they're just motivated to come up and shake your hand.
Right.
And that can be daunting as well. And because, you know, with your success comes as this big personality of like, you know, this is a guy, I don't know if I'd be able to talk to him. What would you say to that consultant that this, maybe they're at one of our big events and sees you 5 foot away and is like, I think I'm afraid to shake Brian McClure's hand?
Well, you know, it's funny because I'll go to events and pass out my cell phone number and say, hey, I'll give certain parameters around being able to put somebody on a 3-way call with me. But, you know, if you have a shaker and a mover with a big sphere of influence and they've seen the business, you know, feel free to text me and set up a 3-way call. And you'd be amazed at the number of people that don't take me up on that and tell me afterwards, well, I was with Judge such and such, but I was afraid to call you. Same thing as you're mentioning, the example of afraid to ask me to sign a magazine because they think I've signed a gazillion magazines. You know, I really enjoy taking the pictures, signing the magazines, meeting the people, because not only is it good for them and a positive step for them to be able to say, hey, I have a relationship with the number one income earner, but what I learn is invaluable, you know, and just the little small conversations where somebody will say something and it'll just trigger something in my mind that then gets formulated and brewed on and then comes out in some training or the Sunday night business builder call, just because somebody either triggered something that I'd forgotten about or brings up a whole new thought, which happens quite often, that I'm able to present in a way that no one else gets confused on it. So it's a two-way street. It's not a one-way street.
Hey, it's really about keeping in touch with the people that are coming into the business so you can, you know, mentor them for the future and find those future leaders, isn't it?
Yeah, it's why I do one-on-ones and two-on-ones and in-home meetings. You know, like I said, Monday I did an in-home meeting. I've got another one next week. You know, I just came from a breakfast meeting, a two-on-one meeting, you know. I mean, I'm in the trenches, and because, you know, the old saying is you don't know what it's like to be an Indian without walking a mile in their moccasins. Mm-hmm. You know, if you sit up in the ivory tower and you're just collecting the hundreds of thousands of dollars and you're not in the trenches anymore, you lose your edge, you know, and I want my income to go up. I want it to go from where it is today, which is close to $500,000, not quite there yet, to over $1 million a month. That was my goal from day one. The only way that's going to happen is for me to continue to empower and build people into leadership roles and then teach them how to build leaders. It's all about building leaders.
what is there left to achieve that you want to achieve?
Well,
apart from making me go out and get another color for another jacket.
Well, you know, I'd like to get to $1 million a month, which would put me as the highest paid network marketer in the world. Not as much for a personal achievement. I think that if I never did another presentation, then I would get there with the momentum of the company. But I think for us to be able to point as a body, or a community of ambient energy consultants, hey, here's the number one guy in the whole world, you know, above Amway, Herbalife, Shaklee, Nu Skin, Mary Kay, Avon, all the great networking iconic companies out there. Here's this little young startup, might happen 10 years into our history, but Avon was formed in the late 1800s, you know, and so I think it would be great for Ambit, you know, personally. I would love to have it as a personal achievement, but it doesn't stop there for me. You know, I'll never leave Ambit Energy. I want to slow down at some point. My youngest is a sophomore in high school, and so another 2 or 3 years with him at home. But at that point, we're going to, you know, be empty nesters, and Betsy and I will be able to spend more time together, and I want to be able to do that. But I'll still be in the trenches 20 years from now, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
Exactly. Well, that brings up a good point. What does Brian McClure, number one income owner for Ambit Energy, with these grand goals in life, what do you do to relax?
So I like the outdoors. I'm an Eagle Scout, so it kind of goes back to my upbringing and being always grown up in a city. But I remember going on those campouts at a Boy Scout and just how peaceful it was, you know, wetting a line in a creek and being out in nature. So I love doing that. I like going to movies and just spending time with the family as well. I've not done it in a while, but I'm a stamp collector as well, and I really look forward to getting back to that someday.
Gosh, I find it amazing to think that you've even got time to do all this, knowing how much you do within Ambit and with all the consultants around you.
I don't do it as much as I'd like to, I can tell you that.
Well, I mean, we hope you're going to have time for simulcast, of course, coming up in January. What would you say to consultants that are thinking, you know, I don't know if I can make it to this simulcast? Is it important to go there?
Well, first thing I'll tell you, Wayne, is it's not about getting yourself there. I mean, that should be a foregone conclusion. If you're serious about this business, you have to make a continual investment of time and money. So that should be a foregone conclusion. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're trying to decide whether you're going to attend, not whether your organization is going to attend, but whether you're going to attend, that is doubt. Doubt will take you out of action, but action will take you out of doubt. So if you have the doubt as to whether it's worth the investment, that means you have doubt about Ambit Energy. The only thing that's going to take that doubt out is action, which means you need to go to simulcast. And the other thing that I'll tell you is it's not about you getting there. It's about getting as many people in your organization there as possible. We have limited seating at every single venue. And I know a couple of them. I mean, here we are 3 months ahead of time, and there are a couple of them that have less than 100 seats available today. So what that means is that those people that could drive across town are now going to have to drive 2 or 3 states away. So, you know, if I'm in Ambit today, and what I've done is I've secured seats because I know it's going to sell out, and I've secured seats in the areas of the country that I've got growing organization, and then I'll assign those seats to people. So it's about the grand prize winner is the person who gets the most people to Ambition every year and to simulcast, which is every January, and to the field driven events, whether it be Power Trip or Ray Monty's doing a training, or Steve Thompson's doing a training, or Debbie and Chris are doing a training. Doesn't matter who's there. You've got to get your people in front of impending events. And a huge part of our business is impending events, and not you just getting there, but you've got to make that transformation into getting your people there.
Exactly. I mean, it is an event-driven business, and we've got an event just around the corner, Thanksgiving. And I'm just wondering, I think our consultants would like to know, when you're sitting down at Thanksgiving dinner this year and having dinner with your family, what do you give thanks for?
I think I give thanks for the relationships that I've developed. You know, Ray Monty's the little brother I never had biologically. You know, I've got an older sister. It's just two of us, but Ray Monty's the younger brother I never had, you know, and just being able to spend time with him and mentor him and so many other people that I would have never known if it had not been for Ambit, and you know, just knowing that they're going to be there for my funeral, or they would be there if something happened to my family or whatever. Just I think the relationships are just priceless to me. You know, the money's great and everybody starts the business for the money, but what you get out of Ambit on the long term is a lot more than a big paycheck. And that's what's special to me. And I'm thankful for all the consultants, doesn't matter if they're in my downline or not, that are contributing to the community. And that's why I avail myself to them. But what I've got today is a byproduct of a lot of other people reaching for that brass ring and getting hold of it for them and their family. And like we said earlier in the podcast, it's all about developing leadership. So there's so much to be thankful for, because, you know, Ambit goes way past the income of the people. You look at what's happening in the communities, monies that are earned in Ambit that are given to nonprofit organizations and, you know, sponsorship of the Walk for the Cure and all those things and Habitat for Humanity, all those things that are occurring in Ambit, you know, it's kind of that pay it forward effect. And to be a part of a company that, in my personal opinion, will become the largest network marketing company in the world in a lot shorter fashion than anybody else has ever done it, and to be able to have that pay forward effect of what we're doing in our country, not only for individual families but for organizations and causes, is really just I got goosebumps just talking about it, because it's such a special time for us all to be involved and double our efforts. I mean, you know, it's why I work so hard every day, is because we're changing people's lives.
Well, we really appreciate what you're doing to help people change people's lives. But Brian, thank you so much, you know, for spending the time and talking to our consultants today on the podcast. We've been joined today by Brian McClure, national consultant, multitudinal award winner at Ambit Energy, and just an all-around real nice guy.
And all you guys out there, keep charging hard. Put your head down, put the blinders on, and go for it.
Thanks, Brian.
Well, that's another great episode with Brian McClure. Brian always has great advice for consultants, and we really appreciate him taking the time out of his busy schedule to be on the podcast today. Now, as you heard from Brian McClure earlier, it is extremely important to get yourself and your team to Simulcast 2013. Our locations are selling out, so go to your power zone and register today for the kickoff event of 2013. Now, this is your podcast, so if you have any ideas for shows, please email us at podcast@amberenergy.com. And please tell your team about how easy it is to listen to the podcast from any handheld device, just by clicking the listen link in every Monday's Ambit Insider. There are also past episodes that are worth listening to at www.amberenergypodcast.podbean.com. I'm your field recognition specialist, Wayne McMullen, and you've been listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast. Work hard, dream big, and I'll catch you next week.